Hello and welcome to the Short Science Fiction Review with me, John Cronshaw. Today I'm going to be reviewing Peacock Cloak by Chris Beckett. The story was first published by Asimov's Magazine in 2010. I listened to this on the Clark's World podcast from October 2015. Peacock Cloak is a story that straddles the genres of fantasy and science fiction and is something of a meditation on the idea of power and about how power can manifest itself. In this story we have seven gods, godlike beings perhaps. It's not clear what they are. There's part of me feeling that it's almost an augmented kind of reality. It's ambiguous, but that's by no means a bad thing. Indeed, it's very clever the way the author keeps you second guessing what is actually going on. The peacock cloak refers to an item of clothing worn by our main character. It is a powerful cloak, covered in hundreds of eyes like a peacock's tail. But this cloak is self-aware and advises its wearer. It also gives the wearer the ability to hide things in hidden pockets and to give them the impression of being more powerful than they actually are. All of the godlike beings referred to in this story possess a single quality derived from the same central being. Our main character has the quality of strength of will at the centre of his personality. And so through the story we see him orchestrate wars, push through innovations and inventions, acts ruthlessly, with little regard for the lives that he damages. At the end, this is a story about regret and forgiveness, and our main character is confronted by the main being, the father figure. And they have a conversation overlooking a lake at sunset, where our main character, his hands are open, he's apologising, he's regretful, but the father kind of realises that they're also his regrets too. That they're derived from his own nature, they must be part of him. And so it's very sad, it's very touching. Now I think Chris Beckett is one of the most underrated science fiction authors of today. His sense of place and world and character are just fantastic. And if you enjoy this story, I would highly recommend you read his novels, Dark Eden, Mother of Eden. And I believe there's a follow-up coming out quite soon for that, so I'm quite excited about that. I think it's called Daughter of Eden, so check that out. Have you read this story? What did you think? Let me know. I'm on Twitter. It's at JL Cronshaw. You can also follow the show. It's at ShortSFReview. I'm posting these episodes onto my website, which is johncronshaw.com. That's JohnCronshaw. I'm also posting some of my own short fiction onto my website. My latest story is called To Grip the Bright White Chains, which is a post-apocalyptic story about an elderly woman who deals drugs. I'd love to hear your comments on that, any feedback. So if you visit my website, it's johncronshaw.com, leave a comment there, that'd be really appreciated. You can also be my friend on Facebook and Goodreads. Just search for John Cronshaw, that's John without an H. And if you're enjoying the show, please do tell a friend. Or, alternatively, please leave a review or a rating on iTunes. So until next time, cheerio.